Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Thanks for hanging around with us today. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, we consider that a sign of high intelligence, as you probably already know. I'm very excited about having Steve Chabot on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Congressman Steve Chabot is the U.S. Congressman from the 1st District of Ohio, which is largely the Cincinnati area, a wonderful part of Heartland America. I know Cincinnati area very well. It's a beautiful part of the country, wonderful people there. He is currently the ranking member. That means he's the lead member of the minority party on the Small Business Committee. He's a Republican. He is of the Republican persuasion. He's been in Congress since 1994, has a wonderful family, and who I know support him very much. And he is, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great, great champions of small business in Washington, D.C. on behalf of you and me. And for that reason, we're very proud of him. And that's one of the reasons why we're excited about having him on the show. Congressman Chabot, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Jim. It's great to be with you and your listeners.
Well, it's good to have you here. Thank you for being part of our day. And you know, I remember meeting you a year or so ago, and I asked you to be on the show, and you apparently you do what you say you're going to do, Congressman.
Well,
because you said you would, and here you are, and we appreciate it. Congratulations. Well, it's kind of a mixed congratulations, I guess. Congratulations on being the ranking member of the Small Business Committee, but I know you'd rather just be the chairman.
Well, I would, as a matter of fact, and hopefully this is only a two-year hiatus, and we sort of got our hat handed to us in this last election, some of it deservedly so. We like to say we Republicans lost rather than Democrats necessarily winning, because there were a lot of things we did to ourselves, and we need to earn ourselves back into the majority, and we should always keep in mind that it's not about us, it's about what's for the best, what's in the best interest of the people of this country. And if we do what's in their best interest, I think the people are smart enough to understand who will be on their side and who will be against them.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Congressman. The thing is the Democrats won basically by saying we're not them.
That's exactly right.
What I think could happen, if they don't watch out, and because I give the Democrats a little advice too from time to time. They don't listen to me, but I give it to them. You know, they need to realize that they weren't elected, they weren't put into the majority because of some wonderful ideas that they had, and I think maybe some of them might think that that what they got instead of kicking the Republicans out of power, I think they think that they actually were invited to to be the lead party because of all their great ideas, and I don't think that's the case.
No, yeah, I think you're right. There weren't really a lot of ideas in this election, especially by the Democrats, quite frankly. But I think people were disgusted with some of the ethics issues, and Republicans have a tendency not to accept when we have people that have their foibles, as we saw this election, and I think that's appropriate. I think we ought to get rid of people, get rid of our dead wood. But we've also seen, I think we've seen that lapses in ethics can happen on both sides.
That's right.
And if you look in the last 20, 25 years, for example, there have been seven Republican members of Congress that have been charged with crimes and have gone to jail. But there have been 25 Democrats during that period of time.
Mm-hmm. Corruption.
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say it shouldn't be accepted. You should be ethical. You should do what you say you're going to do. You ought to be accountable. both for your votes and the way you live your life. And you ought to really kind of be role models, I think, for young people especially. And there are bad apples in every profession, but it's just unacceptable in this because you're given the trust of the American people, and you should use that trust on their behalf to try to make a better country.
Do you think both parties have learned something from the last year, too?
I hope so. I certainly hope so. I know Republicans have. I can say that personally. I've been to a lot of meetings. We just came back from a retreat with my fellow colleagues in the House, and as our leader John Boehner would say, and as I mentioned a minute ago, we need to earn our way back into the majority. Now, if you look at the Democrats, they were
hold on to that thought, Congressman. Sure. Congressman Chabot, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's for the 1st Congressional District of Ohio. He's the ranking member of the Small Business Committee. And when we come back, I'm going to ask the Congressman, what is it that the Small Business Committee is going to do for small businesses? Right after these messages, 2012. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our friend, Congressman Steve Chabot, congressman from the 1st District of Ohio, which includes the Cincinnati area, the beautiful part of Heartland America. And Congressman Chabot, is the ranking member of the Small Business Committee. That means he's the lead Republican in the Small Business Committee in the House of Representatives. Congressman Chabot, what about minimum wage? Now, this is something that the Democrats it was their lead issue of the things that they want to get done in the first 100 hours. Now, we now know that 100 hours doesn't mean literally 100 hours. It means 100 hours of legislative time, which could go all the way to September, I guess. I don't know. But the minimum wage was their poster child, wasn't it?
Well, it was, and it did pass the House, but I think it...
How did you vote, Congressman?
I voted against it because think that government. You're welcome. I just don't think government ought to be determining wages. It ought to be
any prices.
Well, right, exactly. I mean, even a Republican Nixon tried to implement wage and price controls when they thought inflation was out of place, and
it was a failure. Kind of
over the long time, short term and long term, it doesn't work. So, I think what you're doing when you artificially have the government determine that, people ought to get higher wages, you basically put the first step of the ladder out of reach of a lot of people coming into the workforce. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't get that first job. A lot of businesses, especially small businesses, who may be thinking about hiring a few more employees, don't do it, or lay off a couple of the employees they do have. So it's just artificially to have the government set wages, I think, is just the wrong way to go.
And one of the best things that ever happened to me was the early jobs when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, it helped me get off the farm, but also, I was able to work at a job that I was, I had no qualifications other than a strong back and being willing to work. And I wasn't worth a lot of money. I wasn't worth $7.25 an hour. And somebody gave me that job, and it got me started. And now, because of this new minimum wage increase, if it goes through, I'm afraid that a lot of young people are not going to be not going to be able to get part-time jobs, for example.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And those are the people that we need to get into the workforce, get a taste of showing up at work on time and doing your responsibilities and moving up the ladder. But if you never get on that ladder because wages are artificially high, you've really hurt the very people that you're allegedly trying to help.
Exactly. Now, it's passed the House over your objections, which we thank you for. But what about the Senate? Where's it stuck in the Senate?
Well, what happened at this point in the Senate is most of the senators are actually in favor of passing the minimum wage because the Democrats are now in control. But the good thing that they're trying to do is to get some tax relief for small businesses attached to the bill. So that if you're taking something away from small business by artificially saying what you have to pay people, you're at least giving them some tax relief. But so far, the Democrats have been opposing that, and whether or not we're going to be successful or not remains to be seen.
So the Senate, there are some senators, hopefully, who are sticking to their guns on the Republican side in the Senate, and maybe we'll nix this. But apparently, President Bush has indicated he'll sign the bill.
He did, but I think he would prefer the tax relief as well. You know, he's talked about working with the Democrats, and he's indicated, I to his credit, that if this is going to be done, that we ought to make sure that if you're hurting small businesses by the minimum wage hike, let's give them relief to at least make that blow a little less harmful to those small businesses.
The problem with that thinking is that minimum wage affects everybody, but a tax cut may not benefit everybody.
Well, that's very true, because in essence, what you do is you just put another inflation factor in the markets, and
right,
you know, everything goes up.
And minimum wage will never come down, but taxes, the tax advantages we may get can be taken away, and so it's a big mess. But I'm an ardent opponent of increasing minimum wage. In fact, I think we should abolish the minimum wage completely. It serves no purpose anymore.
Well, that's been my view, that the government shouldn't be in the business of setting wages. And if you're going to do it, there are a lot of people that would argue that it shouldn't be the federal government in any event doing this.
Right.
It ought to be done on a state-by-state basis,
right,
because
right,
the cost of living is very different in New York City than it is in, say, Mississippi, for example.
What are issues are being debated in, or will be debated in your committee, your small business committee, with regard to health care, Congressman?
Yeah, health care is a big issue, and that's one of the major burdens on small businesses right now, just trying to afford it, and why some small businesses just can't afford to cover it for their employees. What I've introduced for a number of Congresses now, and we're getting close, I think, to getting majority support for it, is a bill called the Health Care Affordability Act. And what that would do is it would allow all small businesses and individuals to fully deduct the cost of their health care insurance.
Right.
Which the big companies can do right now.
And unions.
And unions as well, right.
Mm-hmm.
But the little guy gets hurt. And it seems to me that you ought to let individuals and small businesses have that same tax advantage. And it would be, therefore, cheaper for them to get health care for their employees, and would mean you'd have a lot more people covered by health insurance, which is a goal that we ought to have, without having a universal health care plan that the government is going to fund, which essentially means it's going to be taken out of our tax dollars and end up with a lousy policy.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Congressman Chabot, what are the chances of getting a bill like that passed? This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. Small business owners need that legislation to go through. They don't need minimum wage to go through, but they need this health care bill to go through. I'm also going to ask the congressman about what I call creeping protectionism. I'm worried about that in our Congress. 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having an absolutely outstanding visit with our friend Congressman Steve Chabot. Congressman Chabot is a great American, ladies and gentlemen, a wonderful supporter of small businesses. And Congressman, on behalf of small businesses, for all the things that you do for small business, we thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Jim. And as you know, most of the jobs that are created in this country now aren't created by the big guys. They're created by small businesses.
That's exactly right.
To make sure we take care of them.
Well, and a lot of people don't get that, do they?
No, they don't. And they don't realize that, you know, 99% of the businesses in this country, by definition, are small businesses, because they have fewer than 500 employees.
Well, see, so, and you know what the number one economy in the world is, don't you, Congressman? It's Small Business USA.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
yeah,
the U.S. is the number one economy, and small business is more than half of the U.S. economy. So in my world, that makes Small Business USA the number one economy in the world.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and that's where the jobs are being created.
Yeah, we need to get that across to some more people up there, and I appreciate you continuing to tell that message. I'm worried about protectionism, Congressman. I'm worried that that we've got more and more people who think globalization is a bad thing, when really all it is just a thing. It's something that's happened. It's not anybody, you know, doing anything to anybody. Globalization has been going on for thousands of years. People have been trading with each other, finding the lowest price on things forever. We just now have the technology to make this happen in a lot more ways, and I know it's happening very fast, but protectionism, in my opinion, would be the one thing that could kill our robust economy.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, people that want to throw up walls around our country, I think, sell our country short. The more open our markets are, we know as Americans that we can compete if we have a level playing field. And that's what we need to do, is make sure that our laws are being enforced both ways, that
right.
Not only can we get products into this country from other countries, but also we insist that other countries open up their markets to our products too, and that's what we should always strive for.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I'm glad that you feel that way, because I think that's very important that we all pay attention to that. Congressman, let's get back to the healthcare thing a minute. What's it going to take to pass a healthcare program, a healthcare bill that really puts small business on a level playing field with everybody else?
Well, it's going to take, I think, the public being even more engaged than it has been. The concern that I have is that you're not hearing too much of that by the new majority in Congress. You're hearing more from the Teddy Kennedy wing of the party, mm-hmm. saying that we need a universal health care. And by that, they don't mean just everybody has insurance. They mean that the government ultimately
right.
is the provider. And,
right.
and that's a mistake. You know, I think it's
huge mistake. It's why do they keep beating that drum when they know that's been tried and it doesn't work?
Exactly. I mean, if you look at some of the liberals will talk about Canada as being an example, but we literally have people that come across the border to get care in America because they can't get it up there. And
mm-hmm.
it takes, for example, dialysis. They may have to wait for months and months to get it. It is provided, but it may be too late. And the cost that one pays in taxes for this, you get an inferior health care plan at a cost that's even higher than if you have it provided privately. So
right.
it hasn't worked in England. It hasn't worked really anywhere in the world. But there are some people that think that America should be more like the rest of the world and have the government provide health care. I think that'd be a terrible mistake.
Right. Well, there's no question about that. Congressman, we got about a minute left. Your last thoughts on what you're going to be trying to do in your role as a ranking member of the Small Business Committee. What are you going to be trying to do this year?
Well, to the extent that we're able to work with Democrats, which will be a challenge, we're going to try to do that to make sure that the environment is as good as it can possibly be for small businesses. Try to keep taxes as low as possible. Try to do something about the frivolous lawsuits that we see that can destroy businesses, and to try to reduce the regulatory burdens that we see on small businesses. So those things, along with health care for small businesses, are all things that we're going to work on to the extent possible this year.
Well, I really appreciate that. Those are all things, very important things. The holding down regulations, which has creeped up quite a bit. I also know you're a strong supporter of the SBA.
Yes, exactly. And there are a lot of loans which are available. We need to make sure that small businesses have access to capital so they can grow and expand and create more jobs. And the
right.
SBA, although not perfect, does have a role to play.
Congressman, your website is?
It's www.house, like House of Representatives, .gov, like government, and then just the name Chabot, which is spelled Chabot.
Congressman, thank you for being here. Thanks for all you do for small business.
Great to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Congressman Chabot, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you in a little bit.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.